Okay, Suzanne, this is your time for inner focus. That's right. What you can do now is make sure you're nice and comfy and bring your focus and attention to your breathing. Breathing down into your belly. Exhaling, feeling everything just sinking back down. And as you inhale, on the next time, you might want to take your thumb and forefinger of one or both of your hands, just press them together on the inhale and release them on the exhale, signaling to your body that you are letting go. When you release them, signaling to your body when you put them together that you are bringing in relaxation for you. And when you're ready, when you're comfortable, if you haven't already, you can go ahead and just allow your eyes to close, allowing all external distractions to go away and giving you the opportunity now to simply focus within. And as you focus within, you are connecting into your inner wisdom. As you focus within, you're connecting into your inner knowingness. As you focus within, you are connecting into who you really are. And who you really are is connected into the infinite wisdom of all there is of God, universe. And so each and every breath simply allows that connection to grow stronger and stronger. As you go within, you are telling yourself you are worthy of this time now to explore what needs to be let go, to take on what will serve you and help you and support you, putting that stake in the ground for yourself, feeling empowered so that you no longer need to have excess weight and fat on your body. Instead, you are allowing it to be released. Just like your fingers release on the exhale, so too can you give your body, yourself, permission to let go of this wall of fat and weight that has thought it was protecting you and had been protecting you for such a long time. And now you are ready to protect yourself from a more internal, powerful place and no longer need excess weight and fat to do it for you. And so as you take in another breath in, you are taking in life-giving oxygen. And each and every time you exhale, you are releasing carbon dioxide. And each and every time you exhale, you are releasing, you could say, you might imagine, releasing anything that doesn't work for you anymore. Now I'm going to count from 10 down to 1, each descending number as well as the sound of my voice allows you to sink down deeper into that place of inner knowingness. And as I say each number, simply give yourself full permission now to completely let go and focus within, connect within on that level where you get all the answers that you need on a very deep level, beginning now 10, letting go more and more 9, knowing now. This is your time. This is your life. This is your body. 9, 8, The more you let go, the better you feel. 7, just as. You will experience feeling better and better as you release the burden of excess weight. 6, from your body. 5, deeper now, letting go more and more. 4, this is your life. This is your life. You get to create it. From this moment on, moment to moment. 3, releasing more into that place where you connect into your innate wisdom, to that inner deep place, and now all the way down to 1. Taking another good deep breath in, now letting it go and allowing your imagination to be so fluid, that creativity that is so innate and wonderful within you, letting it go, letting it go, letting it flow, letting it go and flow, flowing just as you might imagine this wonderful wave of relaxation just flowing down your body from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes, flowing easily, effortlessly, letting go, letting go. All that relaxation going into each and every muscle in your body, allowing the muscles to relax and let go. And the more you relax, the better you feel as this wave of relaxation flows over you. Letting it go, letting go, letting yourself go into this place of inner focus. And as your body relaxes, your mind relaxes, you connect more and more into that place of your innate wisdom. You connect in with your wonderful creative imagination. And you can imagine being in your inner sanctuary, your beautiful place in nature, whatever you've chosen that to be today or any time before, and just simply allow yourself to be there now. And when you're there, you can just nod your head that you can see it, feel it, know that you're there. Good. And just experience being there fully now. Notice everything that you notice in this beautiful place in nature, this inner sanctuary, wherever that is for you. Notice the colors you see and the feel of the air on your skin. Notice if there's sounds that you can hear, smells that you can smell. And just notice now how good it feels to be here in this beautiful place in nature, or this inner sanctuary, wherever it is, and just simply be there now. And as you're in this inner sanctuary, this place that you might even call your happy place, this place where you can be alone and yet never feel lonely, this place where you know your power of who you are as a human being that's connected into all there is, God. And you can know that here. And anytime you come here, you can be connected in, and you can find the solutions that you are looking for. And as you're in this place now, this is a place we could call is a healing place for you too. And in a moment, you're just going to allow your subconscious mind to become aware of some of your earliest memories, seeking out those things that have caused you to gain weight. Right now, you may not remember or be in touch with anything that has caused this, or you may be in touch with some of those inner truths as we discussed already, or they may just begin to be coming to the surface as you go deeper into this inner focus state. Whatever the case may be, I'm going to be deepening your level of trance now in such a way that you will allow yourself to go back and view whatever it is. Maybe it's the primary cause of this problem of putting on that excess weight and fat. Those memories will be there in your vivid memory and be available for you to understand in a new way now, with new understanding, so that you can release them and become free of all the ways that have limited you. And you will experience a time in your past that holds the cause of your current challenge with your weight. You will always be able to view these experiences from a higher perspective. Your subconscious mind holds every memory you have ever had, ever experienced. Your subconscious mind knows exactly how to locate that thing in your past that is causing this problem right now with having excess weight on your body. Your subconscious mind will go back to that moment in time when you first experienced this problem. When I count to three, at the count of three, you will be vividly in touch with all that you were feeling, experiencing, and thinking back then, perhaps similar to what we had already discussed, or something else will come up. So number one, going back in time, just feel yourself as though you were floating effortlessly back in time. The first time you had experienced anything that's having to do with this problem of putting on excess weight. Two, the information you need will be there for your use, kind of like going into a library, checking it in the reference section, and having all that information right there at your fingertips so that you can resolve this issue for good. Three, you are remembering a situation or situations, whatever that situation or situations are. Allow yourself to explore now easily and effortlessly. And I'm going to give you a moment to do that now. Your subconscious knows how to work very well. Just explore what's there for you. Now, whatever is in your scene or scenes, observe all the details. Work with whatever senses seem more available to you right now. Maybe you notice physical sensations in your body. Allow yourself to just experience that feeling fully, as if you were right there in that moment. Maybe it was an emotion you felt. Feeling that feeling as though you were there right now. Maybe there are things that are being spoken to you, or your own thoughts or someone else's words. And experience this as the best you can with all your senses. I'm going to be silent again so you can take a moment to connect with yourself at this point in time. Allowing that situation to be clear for you now. Can you see how this has created a problem for you today? And then at this point in time, I'd like you to invite your adult self into the scene. Since this time in your life, you have developed new understandings and wisdom. You've developed a new perspective. I'd like that part of you to go ahead and come into the scene and have a voice to speak to your younger self during that moment. the moment that you are experiencing now and share, have your adult self share this new understanding with your younger self, whether she is in her 20s, 30s, teens, whatever it is, whatever point in time that you found yourself in. Go ahead and go back and then share your wisdom with her now. And I'll give you another moment. Good. Now you have a new resource of information in the same place in your mind where that past conditioning was stored. Now re-experience yourself back in that old scene. However, this time you will rerun the scene or scenes, perhaps there's several of them, as yourself then with these new understandings. You have this new wisdom in place. See yourself in that old scene or scenes as a transformed person, acting and behaving with these new understandings, perhaps as you have that empowered stake in the ground for yourself that you now know that your younger person needed and you gave to her. And see her now acting and behaving with that sense of empowerment that she is worthy of standing up for herself, of not getting unwanted advances or telling those people politely or maybe not so politely off, whatever it is that needs to be done here. And now sense in some way now that a transformation is taking place in all your cells, creating a new memory, a new wisdom. And at this point in time, while you are still in that past situation, when I count to three, you're going to know that you have put a very positive voice for yourself in place. And you can say that to yourself, I am worthy, I am empowered, I am enough for who I am, whatever those might be for you. When I count to three, I want you to say those to yourself, whatever it is, and they could be something else. One and two and three. Go ahead and say those positive statements to yourself. I'm going to give you a few moments here. Let those suggestions sink in. And now you can go deeper down. Every time you hear me mention the word deeper right now, you will feel yourself resting even deeper than before. Go deeper. Good. Resting ever so deeply, deeper. You are changing your life for good and permanently. Your new positive statements, suggestions to yourself are implanting themselves on every cell of your body and creating the wonderful positive benefits you want to create. Allow that old problem to be completely healed and resolved. If there is any reason it is not already resolved, allow that part of you that is still there to become known to you so it can be released and healed. Anytime that you re-listen to this, anytime that you just go into a quiet inner focused state. And each and every time you do this, it will resolve more and more completely. And to add another dimension to this now, imagine in front of you is this beautiful sculpture made of marble or maybe even granite. And you notice that there seems to be something that needs to happen to this sculpture. Maybe it needs more life to it. And artists that know how to sculpt, they know how to bring that life to even a piece of rock. And so imagine that you are the artist now, and you are going to sculpt away, take away the rock that is preventing this sculpture from really being alive. You're going to take away some of that outer layer. Maybe you have to go way down deep to do even more for that sculpture to really come alive, to show its essence. And as you do this, you keep peeling away, carving away, taking away, shaving away more and more. And it's interesting what happens as you do this, and you are working amazingly quickly now, just removing more and more and more. And now you notice there's actually movement underneath. There is something alive there. There is something just waiting and had wanted to be coming out of this encased sculpture. And so now you work even more to get rid of all that's holding that aliveness back, holding back that essence. And the more that you do that, the more that you shave off, the more that you let go of that encasement, the more that the essence of that figure is shining through. And you see now, you see a reflection that is you. And you see how beautiful you are. You see your essence. You are beautiful. You are strong. You see that strength there. You see how you emanate love and compassion. And at the same time, you see how you don't take any BS from anyone else because you are so strong. You don't need all the casing around. You've chiseled it away. You've shaved it away, carved it away. And now that reflection that you're seeing, that figure you're seeing is you in your essence. And you look into the eyes of this figure and you see the beauty. You see the spirit. You see the soul. You see the connection of love, of who you really are. And you take that now and you just allow that essence to come right out of all that it was encased in. And you bring it into yourself. And you know this is who you are without all the hard stuff around it. This is who you are. And you have done amazing work here today of going back in time and talking to your younger self and giving her your words of wisdom. And now you have taken away the hardness and really gotten in touch with your aliveness, who you are, your essence, your love, your compassion, your worthiness, your stake in the ground for you. And so you're going to find from this moment on that you will now, so much easier than ever before, trust yourself to know what to do. Trust yourself to find the solutions. Trust yourself to stay on track of choosing things that really work for your body, to feel your body's best, your mind to feel your mental health best, your emotions to feel their emotional self best by taking good care of you. And as you take good care of you, you naturally are releasing that hard case, that case, that protection that you no longer need. You see now, you no longer need that. You are empowered. You are worthy for who you are. And you can have a slender body. You can have a body that is the best weight for you and feel really good about being in your own skin. Feel really good that there is no need to put on any barriers in your physical body anymore, as you are, knowing who you are, knowing your wisdom, knowing that you are choosing things that work for you, knowing that you are on the path for your best self in mind and body and spirit, and you are continuing to stay on this path. And it feels good, it feels supportive, it feels engaging, it feels enlivening. And so there is no need any longer to ever be encased in anything except love for you, love for the connection of everyone whom you love, and love for you and the strengths that you have and the empowerment that you know and the worthiness that you know for you. And so those statements you made to yourself earlier, those will stay with you, that you are now connected in to your innate wisdom in a whole new powerful way. And you are now ready to continue to move forward with releasing excess weight and fat from your body, moving your body more, feeling good about the movements you make, feeling good about your choices, because you are choosing from a place of empowerment, of voice, of worthiness, that you are worthy to let go of excess weight and fat that had been protecting you for a long time, and now you no longer need its protection. Just like a child that grows up no longer needs its parents to tell them what to do, now you can say you no longer need your fat suit, the fat and excess weight around your body to protect you. You know what to do. You are taking charge. You are releasing it from its duties now, as you are empowered to take good care of yourself. Letting all that sink in a powerful way, in the powerful place in your mind that knows exactly what to do with all of this, as you get ready to come back into room awareness. Should you be listening to this at a time that you're going to sleep, you will simply just drift off to sleep, ignore all the rest of my words, and have a very good, deep, restorative sleep. Otherwise, getting ready to come back into room awareness now, one, knowing that you've taken this very powerful inner journey to that place of inner focus. Three and four and five, coming back now.